This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Have I got this right? They have eight people, eight youngsters in this family? Woo-wee! This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking
months
ago.
Six months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Ah, okay.
So he was pretty, so I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, he had time, he had his ability to, you know, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical, that maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons. And I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now, he'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me. And I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson Jasper, and how he's so expressive and laughs so much, and he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, most smartest little kid, and I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. Your energy, what you feel like, the happiness, of course.
Yeah, when it's something you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I was not a child person. And then having my son back, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And and just how funny they are. And I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time. And now I get that. And it's just this wonder. And like you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson. And it's so much fun. And let's be real. A lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too. We get an excuse to.
So, would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, well, they when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away because you're right there.
I don't have to go in very far, but before, I always. I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right, and again, we'll post them on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys. You secretly want to, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun,
yeah. Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really, it was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was, they're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point
now? Yeah, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19. No, maybe
not. Depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just the sweetest. That's
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah. Bottle it. 16. Feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15. Listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah! Miles has this friend, this little girl. forget what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime in the playground. If I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right, number 13, watching children's films together. Not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so, you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children, and that is the child having. I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experience is like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number 1 FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program. Not slurred together, not the good day like the Australians do it. No, we Americans do it differently and certainly much better, right? Let's see what happens, how they say good day when the NCIS Sydney show starts. Is it next week on CBS, I think? They haven't got any programs made in America, so let's bring up the Aussies and see how that does. All right. Social media trending items here from the source, if you will, i.e. X. Have you seen the symbol for X? The first time I saw it, I thought, oh, this is a mistake. What is this? But now I understand the X. So apparently Mr. Musk and his X, according to the Europeans anyway, are the biggest purveyors of disinformation. No. Mm-hmm. So they're calling on Musk to comply with the European Union's laws aimed at combating misinformation. Have they accused Musk of misinformation? No. They just say that the tool...
The platform is broken, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. They get elections over in Europe like we do here. Google and TikTok and Microsoft and... Man, I don't even know why we're still talking about TikTok. I don't want anything to do with TikTok. I don't want them... If I start a sentence with tick, can you cut me off, Jay, so I don't say talk?
Yes.
I don't.
So hey.
Yeah, right. All right.
Put up that one finger.
So, the European Commission says that Moscow's disinformation operation is a multi-million euro weapon of mass manipulation at the Russians internally and the Europeans and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently X is feeding right into that by republishing or they use X over in
Poland and Russia and all over Europe.
They do, and it's one of those things where most users will see something and they just automatically share it. They believe it, they run with it, they share it. They don't look and see if it's actually true, if they are facts, if they are opinions, if it's propaganda or something. And it's not even only just in Europe. We have this happening here too. And sometimes where it's kind of like Wikipedia, where anybody can essentially go in and update something, and then yes, they go over it with a fine-tooth comb in the after end. But if somebody gets to certain things first and says, hey, this is an absolute fact, and gets enough traction, people aren't doing their research. And we have elections coming up that can definitely have people voting a way that they wouldn't otherwise, because again, no one does their own research. It's way too easy, and then we're finding out that Twitter X is the one that's the easiest.
Corruption is everywhere. Business, social media, politics, you name it. Unfortunately, it's way too corrupt. Everything's corrupt. All right, now let's follow that with the Federal Trade Commission's suit against Amazon, illegally maintaining monopoly power in that business. Duh. What, they're just figuring that out now? It's been going on for years. So now they're suing them, accusing the company of illegally maintaining its monopoly power to inflate prices, degrade quality, and stifle innovation. Bunga bunga.
Mm-hmm.
What? This is everybody knows that about Amazon, don't they? I don't buy anything on Amazon. Once in a while, I'll buy a book on Amazon, but that's it. I don't like them. I don't like supporting them.
But
I don't
has
like
Amazon
what they
even
stand
tried
for.
To have? Has anybody tried to compete with Amazon? I'm not. I'm unaware of anyone that's any other company that's been trying to
Walmart,
do what they do.
Some of the like Walmart's trying to sell stuff online the way Amazon does. I don't know if their selection is as big as Amazon's, but I think they're probably the closest competition, right?
Well, I think you can have that with Target and like any of those stores where you can buy things online. Bed Bath & Beyond, that used to do it way back in the day.
See, I think that's why. I don't know whether Amazon, if they follow, if they're pursuing their control illegally by doing things to try to put other people out of business. That wouldn't surprise me. But I think they... on the surface, I'd say they'll kind of lose this because of what we just said about the folks at Walmart and other companies doing the same thing. 18 half the hour here in Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle. Just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israeli ground forces in Gaza is moving forward. Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Meghidish, that had been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israeli ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the 200 hostages being held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks have stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas' murderous rampage into Israel. Actor Robert De Niro is being sued by his former executive assistant and vice president of Canal Productions, Graham Chase Robinson. She is accusing De Niro of gender discrimination and retaliation. De Niro's production company is countersuing, claiming she ran up huge American Express bills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirstner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirstner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at it, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing. I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving, right? Mm. Keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a five-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died?
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without
a
license.
There are so... practicing without a license. Uh-huh. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah, and if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses,
yep,
I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But yeah, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while, and you go to stand up, and it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone.
Yeah, back, legs.
Stuck in that position.
Ugh, terrible, yeah. I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals. Do the blood work and all that stuff, blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how, is related to how much you move. So if you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62. Yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse, talk with your children. The day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office. And at lunch, you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car, and you get home and you sit down for dinner, and then you sit down and watch TV, and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all
that. Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a five-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5 minute walks every half hour reduce the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70. 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, oh, let me take your blood pressure. So it's 133 instead of 110 over over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so what's the definition of good exercise?
Well, I think that also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports. We see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right? So there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it'll change your life.
Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances, where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, with Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, think. As it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour, good to have Warren Eckstein back with us. He took a, you know what they say, a well-deserved vacation. That's bunkum. He didn't deserve a vacation, but he took one anyway. And we'll go off with his lovely wife, and they spent some time going up and down the coast, West Coast. That's cool. But Warren's back now to talk about what everybody's talking about. Biden's dog commander bites another Secret Service agent. So what's the if you're being brought in? Here to, as an inter, what do they call it when you're interceding, not interceding, what's a, there's a word for when you get involved in the middle of something to try to straighten it out. Anyway, so you're someone that these guys can call, and they call you and the Secret Service says, Warren, what do we do about this dog? And you're going to say, this is a purebred German Shepherd, by the way, second time. He's bit one of the Secret Service. So what do you tell him?
Here's the bottom line. I was watching TV early this morning, and they have all these so-called experts on. So-called experts. None of them are really professionals. Well, you should never own a German Shepherd. It's a working breed of dog, blah, blah, blah. It can be aggressive. All nonsense. This is not a dog problem. This is a human problem. Mm-hmm. You can't take any dog, I don't care what kind of dog it is, throw it into a chaotic situation like the White House, and...
Thank you.
is a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, you'll be able to chat with us from space. Space. Maybe you're asking, why are you spending time on insurance in space? Shouldn't you be sculpting something out of moon rocks or jumping around with no gravity? Insurance seems more like a back on Earth kind of thing, right? Actually, in the future, space is no big deal. Errands are totally appropriate.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.